Emergency Food Plan.
Wondering if there will be a domino effect in the Middle East. In fact, they're fearful there will be. We're talking about all the protests in Egypt, what the world reaction is, the Arab world and others, including the United States. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. To the left, to the right, and somewhere in between, I don't care what your stripes are. If you have an opinion, you want to share it, jump in, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood. Is that the future of Egypt? Also, about the red light cameras. Apparently, I'm not big on the red light cameras. Too big brotherish for me. Now this study is saying that it's actually cut down on fatal crashes. Maybe I was wrong about that, but I don't like what some of the things... Some of the red light cameras have been used for in court, in divorce court, believe it or not. That SOB, we've got a little thing of him on the red light camera. That's where he was on that end of town. Seriously, I know that that's happened to a few people. The Discovery mission is being rolled out for its last launch again, but who's going to be the commander of that one? There's probably going to be a switch there because remember, Captain or Commander Kelly, the husband of Congresswoman Giffords, may step back from that since she's still rehabbing. And even though the reports are she's doing great, does he want to go into space in the middle of the rehab? So there was a backup commander named, and they're trying to decide what's going to ultimately happen there. So let's dive into at the top before we get into the protests in Egypt and all the reaction. The snow, people are really freaking out in the Midwest, and of course, because it's like, you want to talk about fear-mongering. People talk about fear-mongering. The weather people are the celebrities locally in so many cases, and a lot of times, besides the sports guy, they're the highest paid, well, it used to be this way, they're the highest paid people at the station because of the weather, because people tuning in just for the weather. That's why the Weather Channel became so popular. The people will be mesmerized by the Weather Channel and just watch it, even if it has nothing to do with the part of the country they're from or their family or they're not even traveling or whatever. They just become entranced by weather. So icy roads, 2 feet of snow here and there, depending on where you live, the fact that you've got rain and sleet and all of that has people a little freaked out, a huge winter storm, though, when you look at the map, there's no question about it. And a lot of the states that are impacted are in the Midwest, but not just the Midwest. Texas will be hit by it in some form, the Northeast. If you look at a chunk of the map, a big portion of the U.S., barring the South and the extreme West and the upper Midwest, a lot of states are getting hit by this. St. Louis, Kansas City, Milwaukee might even be the hardest hit because of the snow and the drifts and everything. Chicago, maybe 20 inches. They'll say that would be their third worst blizzard since they started keeping the records. So when you ask people about snow and blizzards and are they mesmerized by the weather and watching to see what's going to happen in their area, Chicagoans especially have a lot to say about it. Take a listen.
I don't think it'll be really what it is.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm kind of scared. I just got off a 12-day Caribbean cruise. So I'm like, oh, great.
Well, that's a good time to do it. If you're getting off of a Caribbean cruise, then you have to feel pretty good. Well, maybe not, because you just were in the sun and you were enjoying it, and now all of a sudden you're in the middle of maybe one of the worst storms ever. So being described as a snowmageddon or whatever, it's been interesting to watch some of the information trickle in. And a lot of Green Bay Packer fans will be affected by this because they'll take the road trip from Wisconsin to Dallas for the Super Bowl, not jump on the plane, save some bucks because they're going to spend enough money when they're down in Dallas. So there, a lot of people will drive, and they're worried about hitting some of those conditions Tuesday, Wednesday. They want to be here by Thursday. After all, if you're going to pay some crazy amount for a ticket, you want to be able to spend at least a little bit of time in the city, I would think. So be careful out there. Make sure you check the weather, believe it or not. I'm not a weather person. I don't even know who the weather people are in my area. But when I start to hear about stuff like that, and if I was traveling from Green Bay down, of course I would check the weather then. And if I was in Idaho, would I want to know that the wind chill is 20 below zero? Yeah, probably, because I'd want to dress appropriately if I had to be in the bitter cold. In fact, so bad in that area, in the upper Snake River Plain area, if you know what I'm talking about, that Montana border. Been to Montana a couple times. Beautiful in the summer. In the winter, oh, remember 89, there were a ton of people that actually, because it was so cold, that were affected by the storm, and it killed hundreds of cattle right there on those ranches. They tried to do whatever they could. They did double feedings and whatever, but they had a tough time protecting the livestock because of the conditions. All right, let's jump to Egypt, as I said, and the latest there is there's not much to tell you other than Mubarak is still in power. He's trying to quell the crowds into listening to his idea of reform by trotting out the vice president, but it's not working. So ultimately, the massive protests are getting bigger, badder, and louder, and there's still problems with looting here and there. Now there are guards at the museums and at the pyramids, so there wouldn't be any destruction there. Israel is concerned. It looks like what Benjamin Netanyahu is saying is he's concerned that there'll be an Islamic takeover in Egypt, and what does that do? There were people that were stranded, and over 2,200 Americans were pulled out of Cairo thanks to the charter planes that came in, and then they took them to Europe, and they could find their own way back to wherever. But the massive protests over wanting free elections and whatnot have a lot of countries holding back in their opinion, and Mubarak is fumed that the U.S. isn't stepping in a bigger way, but I think there's a fear of how do we play this, because who's coming in here? Well, if it's the Brotherhood that comes in, doubtful that there be any kind of deals to be had there. So the money that was being pumped into Egypt for peace in return, since the peace accord with Israel, you were talking like, you know, $1 billion a year. I don't think that money gets pumped into the Brotherhood if there is a change in regime, and in fact, that's what it becomes. So that's why the U.S. is kind of laying in the weeds. I read a description of the relationship earlier in the day between Egypt and America, and the description was, it's like a complicated love affair. Well, this is like a love affair that's going in the wrong direction. So if America doesn't take a stand eventually, then Egypt will be lost. And it's looking like it's going that way at this point. We'll see if the protests continue to get as big as they've been getting in the last couple days, and if Mubarak runs for the hills, or probably Israel. Join us on the flip side. We got birthdays and some Packer talk and Steeler talk next.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Some birthdays. It's always fun to see who's turning the page on another year. Ever hear of Lauren Conrad? Yep, you might watch that crazy, boring show called The Hills or Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County. Maybe you do watch it. Or maybe you watch Kathy Griffin's reality show and Lauren Conrad's been on that. I'll tell you what, I like Dexter, and the star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, has a big birthday. So we're going to get to birthdays to tell you who is turning a page or blowing out some more candles on the cake. But before we do that, let's talk a little sports here. It is a big deal because it's Super Bowl week, and Super Bowl week means that you're getting ready maybe to go to a cool party, and maybe not, or you're just excited to watch the Super Bowl. In a way, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. The season's over. So if your team was a contender, it's already done. They're not in it. And do you care about these other two teams that are there? For me, because I'm a football fan, it is kind of sad because I love football season. I like the anticipation of it, getting ready for it, doing the fantasy football thing, going through the training camps, the conversations about how the team's shaping up, what's going to happen, and then getting into the regular season and the division games and the rivalries and all that stuff. Well, that's all in our rearview mirror. That's it. Now there's two teams left, and that's all she wrote. It's the Steelers and the Packers. So Packer fans elated, Steeler fans elated, and the rest of us, I don't know. It's the biggest game in town, though. How many chips do they sell? How much guacamole? It's a crazy amount. And it's a time when people go to some really super big parties. Now that I think about it, I don't think there's been a year in the last 10 years. Well, I was covering Super Bowls, so I was certainly at parties then. But in the last case, I'll say in the last 3 years, when I wasn't officially covering a Super Bowl, I've been to a party every single year, and they've been pretty big blowout parties. So that's what happens. People get together and watch the Super Bowl, even if they're not interested so much in the teams. So the teams are arriving in Texas. They're in town in Fort Worth and Dallas for the biggest game around, Super Bowl 45. Who do you think wins it? That's the big thing. And that's going to be our nail to score, obviously, our final one of the season. Steelers or the Packers. That happens on our Thursday/Friday show in the third hour, so don't forget that. Remember, keep the number handy. Write it on your palm or in a little slip of paper, because you'll want to call us. It is your last chance to nail the score. Here's what Mike McCarthy, the coach of the Packers, had to say about his team being more than stoked to be here at the end for the big game.
They're excited about the process leading up to the game. I feel like a lot of us, we wish the game was already here, but we don't want to take away this experience. I told them to be very realistic, be practical, enjoy it. It's unique, opportunity to be in front of the media every day. It'll be a great experience for our players and our coaches.
Yeah, great experience answering the same question over and over and over and over and over again. Ben Roethlisberger, how about the Steelers? How do they feel about being here in the end to play in the Super Bowl?
I'm very blessed to be playing for an awesome organization. The Steelers, the Rooneys, got great teammates, great coaches. So I'm just thankful to be a part of it. I always said that it was a blessing to be drafted by the Steelers and to be here. And I'm proud to wear the black and gold.
Of course you're proud to wear the black and gold. Not a big fan of Big Ben's anymore. He's got a couple of Super Bowl rings already, so I wasn't into the Steelers getting there. I think the Steelers don't win this. I think the Packers win it. I'm sure that it's like drinking strychnine for our own Matt Johnson, who is a huge Vikings fan. And, if you're a Vikings fan, I'm sorry, you don't want to see the Packers win. There's no way around it. So I guarantee, Matt, you don't want to see the Packers win, but just being realistic, pretend you are just observing the game, you're a sports fan, which you are. Who do you think wins it? I say the Packers win it, but I don't think it's a blowout. He's suddenly silent. He doesn't want to talk about the Packers. I think he's picking the Steelers. I don't blame him.
I'm in the igloo here, so I had to navigate around some ice.
Oh, there you go. You don't want the Packers to win, but if you're just doing this from a sports perspective, what do you think happens?
I honestly think the Steelers are going to win. And that's not because I hate the Packers, actually, because my dad's a big Packer fan, so I wouldn't mind seeing him happy, although the rest of the Packer fans I don't really care about. But for him, it would be nice, I guess. But in the long run, I just think the Steelers have a better squad.
There could be something to that. So I like the defense for the Packers in this one, although I've seen them be pretty porous.
Have you seen the Steelers' defense?
Yeah, I know. I hate the Steelers, though, so I don't want the Steelers to win. I wouldn't put money on this game, actually. I wouldn't put, because I so hate the Steelers, I would not put money on a team that I don't like. I wouldn't do it. I think the Packers win it. I think Aaron Rodgers finally gets everyone, well, he's already gotten some people off his back because he's luckily won a couple of playoff games, because we could debate the Philadelphia game, but it doesn't matter. He's here now. I think the Packers find a way to pull it out. I do.
I don't know. Either way, I think it's going to be a good game, which is nice in the Super Bowl, because I remember growing up in the 90s, and there was just a bunch of bad Super Bowl games. And it seems like in the new millennium here, we've had a lot of really good games. I mean, the Pittsburgh and Arizona, you've had a couple of the New England games where it came down to a kick. There's been a lot of good Super Bowls so far, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And to me, I'd rather see a good game. I love, think of the Giants-Patriots game, what that was like. Oh, what a great game that was. You know, it's so depressing for me. I was going to go to that game, and my best friend had tickets on the 50-yard line. I would have been right there for that whole thing. Oh, I would have seen that incredible catch. And, I mean, that was an amazing end to a Super Bowl. If you get that last second, just that last second possibility, to me, there's nothing better. You know, when I was in Houston, and, of course, Houston was so taken over by what happened with Janet Jackson, which was so ridiculous, and it was cold, and it wasn't exciting to be in Houston. It was an okay Super Bowl, but I think that, and I understand about moving the Super Bowls around, I like the idea of having the Super Bowl, though, in a warmer climate. And Tampa and Miami and Jacksonville, they even had it, although they had problems there, remember, because there wasn't a lot of places to put people in San Diego. And I know everybody else around the league wants their shot at it, because, of course, look at the money that's being pumped into Texas or to Dallas-Fort Worth as a result of the Super Bowl. I get that, but I think it's just so much more fun when you're in the warm weather climate. All right, without further ado, I teased that we were going to go to birthdays, so let's see who's celebrating a birthday.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
So I told you about young Lauren Conrad. I bet you Matt Johnson likes her. She's pretty cute. 25 years old. Lee Thompson Young, you know, the famous Jet Jackson on the Disney Channel. I'm sure you watch that. 27 years old, Michael Hall from Dexter, 6 feet under, 40 years old. Lisa Marie Presley, do I need to tell you who she is? 43 years old. Pauly Shore, the comedian, 43 years old. How about Brandon Lee? What happened to Brandon Lee? Oh, would have been 46 years old. Remember the son of Bruce Lee, starred in The Crow? Princess Stephanie, 46 years old. Rick James, Super Freak. Can anyone sing that song? 63 years old. Boris Yeltsin, 80 years old. If Clark Gable were alive, 110. Happy birthday to anyone who's celebrating out there.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Has blown my mind. John Cash has done his time. When you and I were in the weeds drinking wine, with that English singer in your hip hop thighs. Guns on the roof, city acid jazz, and reels and rhymes with that Calyx trash. Dancing with the ex lead singer of the Clash. Guns on the bar and his hands on your amazing. Hip hop has blown my mind. John Cash has done his time. When you and I were at the speed and drinking wine, and that singer's life is used past decline. Not a local girl with those criminal thighs, cheek to cheek in that 3-4.
Broadcasting once again from Washington, D.C., and we're here at Health Action 2011. Families USA is putting this on, and sitting with us here is Robert Craig. He's the Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, and we're going to talk to him about what's actually happened now that the law has kicked in and what happened leading up to it and then moving forward. Robert, thanks for popping on America tonight.
Great to be here.
First of all, let's talk about, you know, I say the title, Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Tell everybody really what it is that you do.
We're a statewide organization that works in social economic justice issues. Our two big issues are good jobs and health care reform.
And so health care reform, that was a huge push. How long were you working on that?
Well, our organization had been working on it 12 years intensively.
Wow.
I've been working on it before I came to Citizen Action, but I've been personally been working on it 5 years before we ever got to the point of actually passing a national bill. We did a whole lot of state initiatives to try to do it when there was no hope of national action.
Right, and so you were already, you had a backup plan, so to speak, I guess. Okay, then we'll rely on the state and what we're going to have to do here. And did you do that through grassroots efforts?
Very much, and we got a major bill through our state senate back in 2007, but we also saw those efforts as an attempt to put pressure on the federal government to act. So we were trying, national action is easier than state by state. And so we were hoping that we could elect someone on a mandate to do health care reform, which we did in 2008, which set up the whole debate in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah. What would you say are the biggest misconceptions about this new health care law? Because it's only been in effect essentially, well, it was passed 10 months ago, and I still think there's people that don't understand much about the law.
Well, it's a complicated law, and there's been a ton of misinformation. There's been a lot of special interest money out there to misinform people about what's actually in the law. There's a misperception that the death panels were a misperception that's been debunked. That's not in the bill or the laws, I should say. The idea that a government takeover has actually been found to be false in a lot of the PolitiFact analyses that have been done by independent journalists, because it is a system that relies upon private insurance and gives people the same access to competing private insurance who don't have it through their jobs right now. So it's a very moderate centrist approach, very American, very different than what's been done in Europe or Canada.
And part of your job is you work on that communication side heavily. So is that part of what you have to do, disseminate some of that information out there now that, okay, we have this, so moving forward, we have our grassroots people in place and we're always getting more. Is it about that organization?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's something that takes a lot of public education, and it's something, you know, people have so little time to attend to it that they're not going to read a 2,000-page bill, and they're not going to understand it anyway because it's written in language of legal drafters and refers to other statutes. But people don't know the nuts and bolts of how Medicare or Social Security functions. They know how it works in general. So if people understand basically what its benefits are, what it's already doing for people to make health more secure by banning pre-existing condition discrimination for kids, banning lifetime limits, requiring preventive care being offered for free, require kids be able to stay in their parents' policies at 26, those sorts of things, and then moving forward to a new system where everyone will have access to affordable care and good private insurance, once people understand that, it's more popular. In fact, the individual provisions, if you poll them, are popular. So what's happened is people have a misperception about what it is overall, whether health care reform is good. Once they know the elements of it, it's very popular. And we've had this turn where people are now against repeal. So gradually, the more people benefit from it, the more less willing they're going to be to give it up. And so I think it's been slow progress, but I think we've begun to reach a turning point where it's going to be more and more popular as it's better and better understood.
And do you reach out to the people you know that are misinformed and that would say, no, it's going to cost me more money or whatever? Because people who are already on board, you know this, they can spread the word and that'll multiply and that's good. But the people who don't know, the people that have that blowback are the ones you need to reach, right?
Right. So we don't have a lot of money like the health insurance industry to run a whole bunch of television ads, right? We do forums, but the problem with that is you get a lot of people who already are committed and know. They're the ones who have time to or energized to come out to a forum. So as a result, we do a lot of earned media. We release research reports, go on a lot of radio shows. So try to reach people like your audience who may not have tuned in to all of the elements of the bill. We also work a lot. What's happened, it's interesting, is that now that the law has passed, because we have a federal system, most of the major decisions are now being made by the states. So just educating state legislators about it and educating people that the people to talk to about this is not your congressman as much anymore, but your governor and your state legislator, and that's a huge deal, and that's what's going to determine whether this works, how the 50 states implement it.
Yeah, and speaking of that with the state legislature and whatnot and moving forward, it's the co-ops also are confusing to people. I would think that would be huge because of what that can do for small businesses. You have tons of small businesses in Wisconsin.
There's the ability to develop co-ops. There's money in the bill for that. The biggest thing for small businesses, though, and for individuals who don't have insurance at work, is the state health insurance exchanges that start in 2014. Each state is responsible for setting them up and figuring out how they're going to work with certain minimum federal requirements. But they're going to create a marketplace where there's regulated private insurance, where their very good benefits package is clear. You'll have four levels. You'll know what's covered. And then the companies have to compete based on cost and quality.
Mm.
And so that is going to provide, for the first time, a real safety net for everyone. And there's huge subsidies up to $885,000 a year for a family of four. You can get subsidies, tax credits to help pay for your health insurance on the exchanges, and they won't be able to do all of the insurance abuses that have outraged people for years. So that is going to make it possible. You know, there are families that hold on to one job they don't like that much and stay
right.
in one location. It's called job lock because it's the one place the family gets health care. Now you could start a small small business, take time to write a book, to maybe start a radio station or have a talk show, right? And so it's going to unleash a lot of energy once people have a place to go. We're the only advanced industrial country where you don't have a place to go get health insurance unless you have a certain kind of job.
Right, and you could, for the health exchanges, you could be an individual, right? So you could be an entrepreneur.
Yes, you could be an individual. Small businesses will have a place because they've gotten killed. I know these numbers are similar nationally, but in Wisconsin, 10 years ago, 60% of our small businesses provide health coverage. Now 36% do because they can't afford it. And so this is going to give them an affordable place. The research shows that small businesses desperately want to provide coverage to their workers because that's why they lose workers, because a worker can't stay there long term. They go to another company that provides coverage who can afford it in the long term. And so it's going to make small businesses much more competitive.
Right. So in other words, then you're right. They won't lose out on some of the more talented players out there because they'll be able to offer them something. And we've heard the other thing, the other side of this, the sad end, where there's the small business owner talking about the fact that they had to let people go because they just couldn't afford it under the system that was going on. They couldn't do it.
Oh, you get one person who's sick and it destroys the whole small group policy, right?
Right.
We're a small organization. It's like a small business in terms of how we buy health insurance. We've had our rates go up 38% last year because we had one chronically ill person on our staff.
So you had to pay more.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we shopped around. We couldn't get a better deal, spent a huge amount of time trying to do it. So we can't wait for the exchanges to exist. And we as a nonprofit, other small businesses have a tax credit to help pay for insurance. It started already.
Yeah, so that'll already help.
Yeah,
tax credit.
So we're going to get, according to our accountant, we're going to get about $8,000 just for our small nonprofit as a tax credit to help us afford insurance.
Right.
And small businesses get even more than nonprofits do.
Yeah, 38%, and that's the double digits we're hearing from other people, too, like California, where they really were socked, 50-some percent, the Blue Cross, Anthem Blue Cross. They nailed badly there.
And one of the exciting things is, and there are all these moving parts to the bill, so I never want to confuse people, but there is a provision that gave all the states money to do rate review. So they have the capacity to review the rate increases of all health insurance companies and make transparent why they went up. And so that's supposed to come in this year. So people need to put pressure on their insurance commissioners, their legislatures, to make sure that actually happens, because once you know that, you can have public outrage about a particular company raising rates 30% with no basis whatsoever. And the state has the authority, if it wants, to disallow excessive rate increases. And so we want to encourage states to do that as well and people to be involved. So there's a way for us, because of this law, to fight back against excessive increases even before those state health insurance exchanges are created in 2014.
Right, just to move forward. We have just a little under a minute. So what does this mean to you moving forward? How spectacular is that to be here and to hear what the president had to say today?
Well, I mean, it was historic legislation. It was the most sweeping social legislation to pass in 50 years in the United States. But it's far from over because we're at the state implementation process. There's still a big movement of conservatives and, quite frankly, health insurance company interests that want to repeal it. And so this is a test of American government. If we can make this happen, not only do we help a whole lot of people to have health security, not only do we take a great burden off of businesses, right, so we can create more jobs,
right.
We also show that government can solve 21st century problems. And I think if we get stuck in gridlock at the state level, if this goes on, and 3 years from now there are attempts to repeal it and we're starting at ground zero, then that's a shame, because it'll suggest that we can't govern ourselves and deal with 21st century problems. The bill could be improved. Every bill could be approved. Social Security and Medicare were improved, but we should be working constructively on how to improve them, and there are conservative ideas we should look at. But this idea that we're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater when we've had this huge healthcare hyperinflation, which has been so damaging to our country, to individuals and to businesses, is just the wrong way to go and would really discredit our ability to cope and govern with 21st century problems.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much. We appreciate your time on America Tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's the business to be in this country? Say it with me. Insurance. In all of the push-pull over affordable care, it's really insurance that we're talking about, right? It's the insurance people that win. The premiums go up. They get a bigger car. They get a three-car garage. What's the job you want the most? CEO of one of the big fat cat insurance companies, right? Just sit for a night and flip through the commercials, because all of us TiVo everything. But if you flip through, count how many insurance companies, Progressive, Geico, State Farm, Allstate, you know, name it. They've got the money, and of course they're pumping out the commercials. State Farm is there, like a good neighbor, right? Of course we're there. Geico. They've got clever commercials, but they're making the money. It's the insurance companies that make out like bandits, so that's why we're in this situation in the first place, I think. And hey, I'm all for capitalism, though, so you got to be careful where you tread here. That's what's made America what America is, the land of opportunity. You suck the capitalism out of it, it's not the land of opportunity anymore. In fact, to be honest, the wealthiest people I know, the wealthiest friends that I have, I'm talking have a lot of money. They're all in insurance. They own their own insurance companies. I thought about this the last couple of weeks. I know three people who have their own insurance companies, and they're making money. Because think about it, premiums, 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 you know, what they get every single year, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, you know, you name it, house insurance, rental insurance, there's all kinds of things that can be insured, right? I think that it does go back up to the Supreme Court as we kind of circle the wagons here on America Tonight, and we're heading for the finish line of this hour anyway. You know, there was a lot made, of course, and has been made over health care. We just listened to a conversation there where you're talking about businesses and small businesses being squeezed, and what happens if you completely suck away what's now on the books of affordable care. I truly believe that every single one of us thinks that we should have decent health care, that we should have access to decent health care. But it's a question of where the money comes from and how it all breaks down. And I don't like the individual mandate because I don't think you should force somebody to get it. It's, you know, it is like the car insurance, the example that people make. Well, you know, you have to have car insurance. How many people are driving around without car insurance? I used to live in El Paso. Look out for the uninsured motorist. So the federal judge ruled Monday, Vinson, that the Obama administration's health care overhaul is unconstitutional, siding with the 26 states that sued to block it. Where does this all end up? It was a 78-page ruling, too, by the way. Where does it all end up? Back in the lap of the Supremes, as I stated probably 20 minutes ago. Let's talk about a couple of other things. This is big deal. Big deal right now in this country. Panic, pandemonium, Snowmageddon, part two, part three, part four, depending on where you live. In Chicago, they're talking about 20-plus inches, maybe one of the worst storms that they've ever had, or going back to the 60s anyway. I have a cousin who lives in, I laugh, because he lives in Chicago, right in the city, and they have a German Shepherd, and he's got to take that dog for a walk no matter what. And he basically wears the big, heavy fisherman's gear almost to go outside. It's that bad. And we're even talking that you had snow falling in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Then you had a winter weather warning in effect in Boston. But don't they always have to deal with that in Boston? Key thing is here, folks, if you're listening to me and you're flying anywhere, make sure you check to see if the flights are still going or if they're delayed. It's really the Midwest, the flyover states, that are really bracing for a lot of snow, a foot or more of snow, and brutal winds. That's the thing that's the killer, though. In Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Chicago, they're talking about terrible, terrible winds to go along with this. And there's watches or advisories or all that kind of nonsense. The scare news in 29 states. 29 states. Ooh. So it's serious stuff. And, of course, even where my satellite facility is, they're talking about ice, and there's panic over that, and they're already canceling schools and canceling all kinds of things because of the ice. Matt, of course, you're there in Minnesota. And what else is new? You get lots of snow. Do you have snow on the ground now?
We do. It's been falling for the last 24 hours about. There was a little light snowstorm last night, and then it's kind of continuing throughout the day. We're not getting hit that hard, but we can manage a little better than other cities.
You have to. You have to be hardy if you're from Minnesota, if you live in Minnesota. It's just what you live with. And every state has something unique to them or area. For example, in parts of the Southwest, they talk about how terribly hot it is and you have to be able to deal with the heat. And so, you know, you have to deal with tornadoes or hurricanes, whatever it is. And certainly in parts of the Midwest, snow is one of the things that you deal with in the wintertime. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. They get snow there, too. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. No, we don't have no snow in the city. And I thought I'd give you an update on Special Olympics. It's 25th through the 27th of February. It's our state winter games.
All right, 25th through the 27th. And tell everybody who's listening, because this, of course, is broadcast across America. What things are you doing in the Special Olympics?
We're doing cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and snowboarding, and downhill skiing.
Wow, sweet. How many people will participate about?
Like over a few thousand. The whole state of Oregon gets involved.
Wow, a few thousand. That's great. Do you get a lot of people that go and watch, I hope?
Some people do, some people don't. They're in Bend this year.
Wow. Well, good luck. You're training for that, right?
Yep, and we even have a thing called the Polar Plunge. What people do, they jump in the river for Special Olympics.
Oh, I love that. Polar Plunge. Boy, you have to have real guts to be able to do that. Well, Jeff, keep us abreast of what's happening, and thanks for the update. You stay warm in Oregon as you're practicing for all of this. How cool. The Polar Plunge. I was thinking about this. You know, when you're hibernating because schools are closed, businesses are closed, or whatever, whether it's 1 inch of snow and it's pandemonium or ice, or it's 20 inches, you know, it's a good thing. It's like you stay up late and you're watching movies. And what do you reach for a snack? probably some people do the pizza thing or they do the popcorn thing, but how many people reach for cereal? What cereal without milk do you like to eat? What cereal will you go into the cupboard, sneak into the cupboard, and grab the cereal and start eating it out of the box? I would have to say, hands down, the majority of you listening, a lot of you guys listening, you remember this as a kid, Captain Crunch. For my nephew, it would be the Count Dracula chocolate cereal, you know, the chocolate Count Dracula, whatever it is. It would be that. Some people might say Fruit Loops. Matt, what would you say? What would be your cereal straight out of the box?
I never ate cereal straight out of the box so much. I was talking to you off air a little bit about King Vitamin, so anybody remembers that cereal, it's kind of a healthier knockoff of Captain Crunch. So I kind of fell in love with that because that's what I had at my house. I like Golden Grahams a lot and Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. But I was a big fan when I was younger. I used to eat cereal about probably 3 or 4 times a day. I'm not lying at all. I had it for breakfast. I had it when I came home from school. I'd have it as a nighttime snack. I ate cereal a lot when I was younger, and that was when my metabolism was on fire and I could handle all that. But I used to mix cereals a lot, where I'd have like a Honey Nut Cheerios and a Golden Grahams all in one bowl with some Rice Krispies or something. I mixed a lot of cereals together.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Golden Grahams and, like, Rice Krispies? That sounds like a stoner cereal mix.
You just gotta try it.
Experimenting. We have different strains here, if you know what I mean. Take a little of these Rice Krispies, yeah. Add some of those Fruit Loops in there. Throw in some Captain Crunch. Oh, sounds terrible. I think it's such a guy thing. More than women. Not that women don't eat cereal, but if you're going to go into the cupboard and eat that as a snack or eat it, you know, a couple of different times a day, it's more men that do that or little boys that do that, you know, as they're growing up, like Matt was saying. The mixing thing, not so sure about that. Usually someone has a favorite and they just keep eating it out of the box. Then, like, your mother goes in there. Wait, we just bought this 2 days ago. What happened to all the cereal? Just to, like, think about it. What, we have rats? We have mice? What's going on here?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Crazy.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Or email me at theradiodetective@hotmail.com.